There's a fear that follows you everywhere. It's in the silence when you're alone. It lingers in the corner of your eye when the room is too dark, when something moves just out of sight. It's the fear of being watched, not by someone necessarily, but by something, an undefined presence just beyond perception. This fear isn't just paranoia, it's primal. Something ancient in our minds is wired to sense unseen threats, even when there's nothing there. Why? Because for most of human history, being watched meant being hunted. The rustle in the grass wasn't just the wind. It was something waiting for you to look away. That feeling never left us. We just learned how to explain it away. But sometimes, it refuses to be explained. Every civilization has its own version of the unseen observer. In folklore, it's spirits or gods, judging your every move. Modern times, it's surveillance cameras, tracking you even when you think you're alone. And sometimes it's neither of those things. It's just the deep, inexplicable sensation of being perceived. Psychologists call it the watching eye effect. Studies show that even a simple drawing of an eye can change people's behavior. They act more honestly, more cautiously, as if that crude sketch has some authority over them. The brain reacts to being seen, even when there's no one there. Because somewhere deep in the mind, we know. Being watched means being known. And being known? That makes you vulnerable. But this fear isn't just social, it's existential. There's an old philosophical question. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, does it make a sound? There's another side to this terror, the fear of not being seen. If being watched is unsettling, being ignored is existentially devastating. People fear loneliness more than pain. Solitary confinement is one of the worst punishments imaginable because, without others, the sense of self begins to dissolve. Attention is validation that you exist. This is why people confess to crimes they didn't commit, just to be acknowledged. It's why we scream into the void of social media, hoping someone will listen. And it's why, paradoxically, the fear of being watched and the fear of being forgotten are the same fear, two sides of the same primal terror. So which is worse? To be constantly observed, stripped of privacy and autonomy, or to disappear completely, unnoticed and unknown? Maybe the real horror is that we don't get to choose. There's a reason certain things make your skin crawl. Not because they're outright terrifying, but because they sit just outside the boundaries of what feels right. A doll with glassy eyes that seem to track you across the room. A wax figure that looks too human, but not human enough. An empty hallway that feels like it shouldn't be empty. The discomfort is immediate but hard to explain. Like your brain is trying to solve a puzzle it was never meant to understand. It's why animatronics feel unsettling, why early CGI characters looked wrong, why some AI-generated faces make your stomach tighten. The brain expects familiarity, but something is just off, and that offness triggers a warning, a quiet panic, like an evolutionary alarm going off in the back of your mind. But this isn't just about dolls or bad CGI. The deeper horror of the uncanny valley isn't what we see. It's why we react to it the way we do. Some theories suggest it's an ancient survival instinct, a way to detect disease or something inhuman wearing a human disguise. Others say it's because these things remind us of death, of corpses, of something that looks alive but isn't. Or maybe it's because we feel watched by something that shouldn't be watching. That same eerie tension exists in spaces, too. A mall after closing, an abandoned school, a hallway that stretches too far in both directions, lined with flickering lights. These are liminal spaces, places that feel like they exist between two realities, not quite here, not quite gone. They're familiar but empty, and that emptiness makes them feel wrong. These places exist in a strange limbo, between what they were meant to be and what they've become. They're too familiar to feel completely alien, but too empty to feel safe. That's the essence of liminal spaces. They exist in transition, in between states, and that unsettles something deep in your mind. But there's more to this fear than just emptiness. It's about absence, the feeling that something should be here but isn't, the missing people, the missing movement, the missing life. Your brain is wired to recognize patterns, to expect certain things based on experience. When you see a school, you expect students. When you see a mall, you expect crowds. When those elements are missing, your brain tries to fill in the gaps, and sometimes it fills them in with something wrong. Maybe that's why these places feel haunted, even when there's nothing there. It's not about ghosts or monsters. It's about the eerie realization that a space can exist without you, that the world doesn't need you to keep moving, that you could disappear and nothing would change. It's not the fear of death. It's the fear of irrelevance. That's the deeper horror, realizing that the world moves on, indifferent to your existence. You want to believe your presence means something, that your actions leave a mark, that your thoughts matter. But the universe doesn't acknowledge you. It never did. And that's what makes this fear inescapable. It's everywhere, in the way empty rooms feel wrong, in the way your reflection sometimes looks unfamiliar, in the way your own voice sounds strange when played back to you. Moments that remind you that you are not as solid, as permanent, as real as you think you are. Even history itself is proof of this fear. Billions of people have lived and died, their names forgotten, their thoughts erased. You might read about kings and emperors, but what about the countless others who lived under them? The ones whose names were never written down? If being watched is terrifying, being erased is worse. And yet, that's the fate of almost everyone who's ever lived. You feel important in the moment, but in the grand scheme of things, you are background noise. Just another temporary observer. This is why people obsess over making an impact, over being seen, over proving that they exist. Not to remember, but to be remembered. To leave something behind that says, I was here. But the truth is, even that won't last. Time washes everything away. Even the most carefully preserved legacies will eventually fade. Every monument crumbles. Every photo decays. Every word written will one day be unreadable. And if no one remembers you, were you ever really here at all? This is why the fear at the core of everything is not just about being watched or being forgotten. It's about being neither. It's the horror of existing in between, seen, but not understood, noticed, but not remembered, a fleeting presence like a shadow cast for a moment before vanishing forever. The realization that your existence is temporary, and that no amount of effort can make it permanent. But maybe that's why people keep going. Maybe that's why, despite knowing all this, they still create, still love, still try. Because even if nothing lasts, even if you're just another flicker in an endless cycle, you are here now.